Mr. Chairman, Brad Clement from Development Services. I just wanted to inform the board that Mr. Moore, who is the adjunct petitioner on this application before the board today, is a 92-year-old man who was insistent on being here from the previous meeting where it was. He insisted that he could do it and was fully mobile and could drive. He just had trouble parking and then wanted to explore some public transportation options, at which point staff said, that would be fine. We think we can carry this forward in your absence. I just didn't want the board to be waiting on Mr. Moore to show up because he has asked that we handle this matter in his absence. His daughter and son-in-law work in construction and are traveling through the holidays. They've also recently had a family tragedy, and so they're taking care of those affairs as well. And so when it was put to them per your request, if this was going to be a hardship, they determined that they could not, in good conscience, make the claim that it was a hardship and would carry over to this meeting. But they asked the board's understanding why we didn't think it was a good idea for Mr. Moore to be driving downtown today.
All right, this will be December 17th.
Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. This is a quasi-judicial meeting. Anyone here wishing to give testimony, please sign in. I don't know that we have anyone here this morning. And if we will, stand up and say the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. I see we have four board members here this morning. And let me grab my... And absent are Ms. Bozaga, Mr. Drayton, and Ms. Acker Moore. So we have a quorum here this morning, so we can proceed. First matter is the approval of the October minutes. Has everyone on the board had an opportunity to look at the minutes? If there are no suggestions of edits, do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
All right. Second. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. October 22nd meeting minutes are approved. Now, the approval of the 2025 meeting calendar. Let's see, I have not taken a look at that. Of course, it won't matter to me. But so why do I care? For those of you who will be here, are there any obvious conflicts that you see?
I assume November 25th is not Thanksgiving. Is it?
It's the week of, just like this year. Yes, sir.
It's the week of.
Yes, sir. The Tuesday before.
Okay. We had a problem last month with that date.
If the board wants to, the either can make a suggestion today to change it, or when it comes closer, we can, you know, make a motion to move it at that time. It's your decision.
I think we ought to consider moving it the week before because, I mean, a lot of people are away for Thanksgiving.
then it doesn't have to be on a Tuesday.
Right.
It can be any day.
Okay.
If there's a couple of hours that can be set aside.
Okay. We'll look at that calendar and see maybe the Tuesday or Thursday or something prior, maybe if there aren't any conflicts here. Okay. And then we'll look at, we'll have to adjust that cutoff date as well. So we'll look at those things and okay.
So how would you like us to handle that? You want us to approve everything but November here this morning or just wait until?
Just one. I'm going to look at that week and see what we have. November. Do you want to do the 18th of November or the 20th?
Is the 18th Tuesday?
Yes, sir. It's 1 week early.
I would suggest we do Tuesday the 18th.
Okay, so you just need to...
Always a good day for me.
Okay, you can vote on it, motion, MPC, just like today.
So with that one adjustment in November of 2025, do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Or calendar?
The calendar.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And thank you for your flexibility.
Yes, sir.
The only matter on the agenda this morning is Brian Woods, or 11 Brian Woods Circle. We don't have anyone here this morning to represent the petitioner, but let's hear from staff. What's going on here?
Mr. Commissioner, board members, I am Brad Clement from Development Services. I will state again for the record, the applicants in this case, the Atkins family, Donna and Brent, represent the daughter and brother or son-in-law of Mr. Moore, who is a 90-year-old former engineer who worked up the plans, and we'll get into that further in the report. He has some mobility issues. The staff report, which is part of the record, indicates that he is confined to a wheelchair. He had asked that I clarify that matter. He is not confined. He relies on one for convenience as necessary. This case was continued from the previous meeting where Mr. Moore had made attempts to be here in person. He made clear to staff that he is able to drive and willing to drive, but he has problems parking and would be willing or open to explore public transportation, at which point staff told him his presence may not be necessary, and we thought we could carry this case forward in his absence. And so that's where we are again today. There's been a recent tragedy in the family, and Mr. and Mrs. Atkins are traveling and work abroad. And so this petition is to accommodate a certain living arrangement that we'll get into if you're satisfied with that explanation.
All right. Let's hear what's going on here.
So this case, ZBA-1024-000512, is at 11 Brian Woods Circle on unincorporated Chatham County. This is adjacent to the Island Expressway, Highway 80, on the way to Tybee Island. This is the subdevelopment area on the other side of the tree line. If you've driven past it, you've likely not seen the houses there. This represents a much older subdivision built out in the 80s. It is currently zoned R1EO. Those lots in the R1 are typically envisioned to be larger lots. You can see from the adjacent lots that this subdivision accommodations were made. At present, staff does not have full access to the Chatham County's electronic records, and we couldn't research what deed restrictions were lifted or eased to accommodate for this subdivision. These lots do have access to public water but rely on private sanitary sewer. Mr. Moore, and his diligence for making this request, and I should go into what this request is. Per the R1 zoning district, it is a requirement that there be a 25-foot rear yard setback. This being the rear yard, if you can see the cursor moving on your screen, is adjacent to, again, U.S. Highway 80 or the Islands Expressway. So there's not a rear yard neighbor, per se, that this would encroach upon. And again, it is a heavily wooded vegetated buffer. This is one exhibit of a drawing that Mr. Moore presented. He presented several others that would have been sufficient to move forward with construction. Staff did not include all of these in the report, but they are available in the application per the record. These drawings indicate that the addition to the home would be 7 foot encroaching into that 25 foot rear setback, reducing it to 18 feet. This, because the lots are of uncommon size or non-conforming size in this particular subdivision, you could see, if there weren't so many trees here, that it is not the sole property that is conflicted or inhibited in this way. And so as we review variances, we typically lean into topographic hardship. And in this case, we find that there isn't one really. Are there extraordinary and exceptional conditions pertaining to particular piece of property in question because of size, shape, or topography? Not so much. Is the application of this chapter to this particular property create unnecessary hardship? Also not so much. The hardship is self-induced in that it is the desire or wish to expand the property to build an addition. And that addition, per the application, is to accommodate an aging father who, again, is not confined to a wheelchair but relies on one from time to time for mobility. And so the conformity there with regard to square footage of that addition is otherwise conforming, the exception being the rear setback. And while the square footage could be achieved by elongating that addition, per his plans, the relative manner of that square footage to accommodate things like 36-inch door openings and restrooms is necessary in this shape. So that is different than a topographic hardship, but it is certainly a hardship nonetheless. And so staff, having seen that, does recommend approval, understanding that this is not a textbook topographic hardship, but is representative of a hardship nonetheless, perhaps not envisioned by the ordinance at the time of its writing.
Well, judging from what you're telling me about the applicant, the hardship would be upon his daughter and son-in-law, I would imagine, if he were to have to be under the same roof that they were under most of the time. He sounds like a very independent gentleman.
I believe 5 years ago he'd have been on a stepladder, Mr. Chairman.
Mm-hmm.
He will certainly be present during the construction.
Notice the 6x6 hot tub here adjacent to the...
I do not believe that is therapeutic in nature, but I do not have further information in that regard.
So is this basically like a in-law suite? I mean, he's going to be...
It's an addition to facilitate mobility concerns at his convenience,
okay. As
the older home does not currently accommodate for that. And again, the size, shape, and nature of the construction reflect the requirements of that 36-inch dimension.
Was the application taken, was it verified or taken under oath?
All applications are signed and are assumed to be a sworn affidavit of the truth and information represented in the application.
That satisfy you?
Yes.
Okay. Are you all satisfied that the application, that you swore it to be true? All right. I assume there's no one on the phone this morning. Okay. I do regret I didn't get to meet the applicant. He sounds like... someone I'd like to joust with a bit. I've got a 90-year-old father. Man. Independent is the devil. They don't want any help. And
Mr. Chairman, if I may make one more remark, he also indicated that the wheelchair was more for his daughter than him because it gave her a sense of security.
Of course it is. Okay. All right. Any discussion by the board? Any other evidence that needs to be heard this morning? Then do I hear a motion?
Mr. Chairman, two things. One, in view of the living situation, I mean, this would actually help the community by allowing this man to remain in his own home rather than go someplace else. And two, I mean, if you just look at the back, I mean, it's not going to affect anyone at all. There are no neighbors, really. So I would move that we grant the variance.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Variance is granted. And I wish the applicant a long, healthy life. I'm actually happy to see people taking care of their loved ones instead of putting them in them. Yeah. It's the way it used to be. You know, you might have three generations living under a roof with arguments and fights and everything that goes along with it. But and make no mistake, the alpha male will still be in the back of this house right here. So.
I would like to be there during the construction.
My father's 90, and he makes no bones about who's he is still the alpha male in this family, and he always will be.
He did offer to send specifications on fasteners for his site plan.
He sounds like a person you want to sit down and have a conversation with. His life experience must be something.
It's difficult to get off the phone, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. All right. Okay, moving on to other business. We have the nomination of 2025 officers. Since I am still the chairman, I get to vote on these, I suppose. And do I hear a nomination? Any discussion? Who will take the gavel from me?
I'd like to nominate Bob Hooker.
I'd like to nominate Mr. Vineyard as our chair.
Thank you.
I think you'll do a phenomenal job.
I will try. To follow this one.
Yeah, I'm happy to give up the gavel. All right. We don't need a full panel, do we? Okay, very good. All right. So we have, do we need a vice chairman? Okay. Nomination of vice chairman.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I would nominate Ms. Stone.
Okay. Over her of quiet objection. Pursed lips and all. Okay. Any other officers that we need? Just the two? Okay, very good. All right, we have on the floor a motion to for Mr. Vineyard to be chairman and Ms. Stone to be vice chairman of the upcoming year. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Not even going to let you discuss it. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay, you're it.
Thank you,
the gavel is yours, sir.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Good morning. Tell you, if I had known that there was this much humor this early, I would come to every one of your meetings.
I like to keep it light.
That's important. That's important. And luckily you had a light agenda. I wish I could say that for the rest of my day, because it's kind of like back to back to back today with MPC and other things coming up. But I wanted to take this opportunity, Mr. Corsi, to thank you for your service. You know, it's going to be a great loss to have you leave, although you've served us for the past, I guess, since 2015, admirably.
I wasn't exactly sure how long it was.
Yeah. So we decided that we would do a nice resolution for you for appreciation. So this says, whereas Mr. James Corsi was appointed to the Chatham Zoning Board of Appeals by the Chatham County Commission August 13th, 2015, and whereas during his tenure as a member of the Zoning Board of Appeals, Mr. Corsi served as chairman for 4 years, reflecting the trust and confidence of his colleagues. And whereas during his 9 years of service, Mr. Corsi on the Zoning Board of Appeals and on behalf of the Chatham County citizens provoked thoughtful discourse, provided excellent leadership and solid recommendations, allowing the community to achieve the highest standards for development and growth. And whereas Mr. Corsi has faithfully served the board and the citizens in unincorporated Chatham County, and whereas Mr. Corsi made the further decision in public service by accepting his appointment to serve as a member of the State Judicial Qualifications Commission. Oh, congratulations. Now therefore be it resolved that the Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals does hereby express its grateful appreciation to James L. Corsi for his dedication, professionalism, and service to the board and the citizens of Chatham County. Further be it resolved that the board members extend Mr. Corsi their thanks for a job well done and best wishes in the future. The board looks forward to your continued support of the Board of Zoning Appeals in your efforts for smart growth and development. So thank you again for your service.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Thank you. Ben, let me say a couple of words here, because I came on to the board when Mr. Marlin was chairman, and he was doing an excellent job. And I am of the belief that you always need a lawyer involved somewhere along the way.
Makes the meetings interesting.
On matters of law, for sure. And I have enjoyed this tremendously. I've learned as I went along a new area of law, which is always good. Keep your mind going in a positive direction. I've enjoyed working with staff. You've always been very, very helpful, very responsive to me. I'm very happy. I didn't read my board's name in the newspaper all the time, like I do some others around town. And I think that's a positive thing. If the people of Chatham County can come before this board and have a good experience, then they take that back with them. And the other thing I'd like to say, I felt that this was a part of my pro bono service. We as lawyers are obliged to do things, not necessarily for financial benefit, but to help our communities and help clients in need. And this seemed like a good opportunity for me to use my experience and expertise to help, if you will. And now I'm helping on another level.
Yes, you are. We know that you'll be making great decisions as you continue your efforts.
And that experience thus far has been quite the experience. For those of you who don't know, the Judicial Qualifications Commission is a state board that hears and investigates complaints against elected judges. And the board is comprised of lawyers and laymen and judges. And it's quite an experience. There seems to be, for instance, there were nearly 1,300 complaints in 2023 against judges.
Wow.
This year, there are over 1,600. And all of those have to be considered, and some are dismissed outright as being, you know, sour grapes. They didn't like the way a judge ruled, and those can be put aside. But quite a few of them have merit. And it's not the easiest thing in the world to have a constitutional officer come before you and have to sit in judgment. So I'm on to bigger things. I don't know if they're more important, but they're serious. And and my time is being taken up more in Atlanta than I perhaps wanted to. But when the Speaker of the House calls you, gives you a blind call, and says, "Tag, you're it," you say, "Thank you so much. Can I have another?" And that's exactly what happened. So I will serve out my 4 years or longer. We'll see on that committee. But I will always have a special place in my heart for this group. Good people. I've been in many, many meetings where people are just they want to fight. They want to argue. They want to be uncivil. And that's never been this board. And I would invite Mr. Vineyard, and I'm sure he will, to kind of maintain that. No one likes to hear argument from behind the bench. You know, that's not a good thing. So, and thank you for your leadership as well.
Well, thank you. A lot of times people don't realize how hard staff works to make sure that we do appropriate investigation. We get subjected to a lot of harassment. I'm sure you probably can imagine and threats. But I'm very proud of the work that the staff does. They're dedicated, and so I appreciate you recognizing the efforts that go into trying to make sure that we make the best recommendations to you all. So that you can make good decisions based on additional information that you get from the applicant and other citizens in the community. So thank you so much.
Some of these decisions are very hard.
I have noticed
there's been a decline in appeals over the last several months. I don't know what to attribute that to. Staff doing a better job? I don't know. Are you?
I think that it's. I would say that I don't know if it's us doing a better job of dissuading people. It might be the fees that are associated with the application. You know, sometimes that could be a deterrent because, you know, we try to tell folks, look, if you only need to move it 2 feet, is it worth this fee for 2 feet or just move it? You can still get it to work. So a lot of times if people listen to us, we try to make it so they don't have to go through this process because right. We recognize the fact that, you know, it's not only their time, but it costs money to go through this process.
And I appreciate that as a citizen to have some discretion, you know, I have seen the other side, on some agencies where they're, it's by the book at all times. And that's not always the best policy.
Right.
Just like this instance here today. I mean, this gentleman, had we not approved this variance, where would he go? He'd be in an assisted living facility somewhere away from his loved ones. That's not the right thing to do. So I'm very happy to hear the discretion is still alive and well.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you again. And happy holidays to all of you. We will be giving you a calendar. I don't know if it's finished or yet. I was going to check and see if we had a couple done that we could give to the commission. Yeah, our holiday calendar for next year. Hold on a second. We every year we put together as an agency a holiday calendar or calendar for the upcoming year, and they all have themes. And this year's theme is quite interesting with It's an interesting calendar. So let me see if we've got five that are already done, and I'll be right back.
Could you call it cryptic?
Oh, that was quick. No.
I first thing I'd like to thank my fellow members for their trust in me. I too am a lawyer, not a member of the Georgia Bar, but a member of the Bar of the Commonwealth of Virginia, where I practiced law for 35 years, 10 of which I was the Assistant Commonwealth's Attorney or Prosecuting Attorney for our county. I spent the next 25 years in private practice, and like Mr. Corsi, answered the call of both my county commissioners and the governor to serve on a lot of state boards and commissions. And driving to Richmond wasn't any more fun than driving actually to Atlanta because it was 300 miles away.
Oh.
When we moved here almost 20 years ago, I decided I was going to take a break from both politics, which I was very active in, and public service. And, of course, promptly broke that rule. And my wife says that I've been actually last week was downtown almost every single day at one meeting or the other. But I can say that when Pat Farrell called me up and asked me to serve on this board, I'd actually been the chairman of the Board of Zoning Appeals in Washington County, Virginia for many years. So I said yes. It has been a joy to be on this board with you all, because you've been here almost as long as I have, and because it's one of the few boards that I've been on where there has never been any enmity or lack of civility ever shown to each other or to members of the public. And on a lot of boards that I was on, including the school board, let me tell you, that was not the case. So, Mr. Corsi, I promise to follow your way of doing things, which I think has been wonderful in dealing not only with us, but dealing with our fellow citizens in Chapel. So I thank you for your
You're
welcome.
And I know Ms. Stone will do a wonderful job. As we all know, Bob likes to travel. So, Ms. Stone, get ready.
Well, I am back with the calendar. This year's theme, because we always have a theme every year, is Sacred Grounds, Untold Resting Places of Savannah Chatham County.
Oh.
And it gave us an opportunity to highlight.
Oh, very nice. Thank you.
My favorite is
video. Oh, there they are. The two folks who are still buried on the
Yeah, and what we do is try to give a little bit of history behind each, cemetery in this case, highlight it. So thank you again for all that you do. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for all that you do for us.
Absolutely.
Is there any further business? Hearing none, we are adjourned.
Thanks. Thank you.
Merry Christmas to everybody.